I'm talking in studio today with Ann Erica Whitemarsh from Rascal Rodeo, and she came in today to tell us a little bit about what's going on. How many Rascal Rodeos do you guys actually put on per year?
Last year we did 4. This year we do 7. Next year it looks like a dozen or more.
Wow. And you actually were the founder of this organization here, this chapter. How many years ago?
I started as my senior project in 2001. Didn't do another event until 2010, and then 2011. 2012, we did 4, and this year 7.
That's awesome.
It's growing quickly.
And it's all to help those with special needs.
Yep. We've had a 2-year-old and we've had a 68-year-old, spina bifida, autism, Down syndrome, schizophrenia, all across the board as far as disabilities.
Wow. Well, you've done great things in the last few years because it's really becoming, you know, an event everybody looks forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
And so tell us this year, when is the next rodeo coming up?
Our next rodeo here locally is November 23rd at the track during the Battle of the States bull riding, and from 9 a.m. to 10:30. So we're looking for volunteers and participants.
Nice. And tell everybody a little bit about what you do, because I know there are some live horses and ponies, but mainly they're rodeo like. Okay, so explain that a little bit.
So we usually say the only live animals used are horses and ponies, and then the bronc riding and bull riding are 55-gallon barrels tipped on their sides that rock back and forth, painted up to look like animals. Then our cow milking is plywood cut out to look like a cow, painted up with calf bottle teats on the backside for them to milk. And then we have calf roping and steer roping, which are just bales of hay with cow heads on them. And then we have pony cart rides, and then horse rides and stick horse barrel racing also.
How many volunteers does it take to put on one of these rodeos?
The day of, we like to have over 100 volunteers. We like to have 2 volunteers per participant. At Kennewick this last year, we had over 70 participants. So that was the largest one to date. So we always are accepting more volunteers.
That's great. It's nice that they can have a chance to do all these fun things.
Yeah.
So many of us kind of take for granted fair time or whatever. So.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. And something extra special going on. You guys are in the top running for the 100 cars giveaway, so tell me about that.
Yeah, Toyota gives away 100 vehicles a year, and we are one of 250 finalists. And so November 13th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., we need everybody to go vote for us, and it just takes a couple clicks. You have to have a Facebook account, but if you go to the 100carsforgood.com website, it redirects you to the voting on Facebook, and you choose Rascal Rodeo, and then you choose one other nonprofit that you'd like to see win a vehicle.
Okay, and then if you have the top votes, then you just get a vehicle.
Yep.
Toyota just gives you a vehicle.
Yeah.
You specified that you would like a Tundra, and how could that help Rascal Rodeo?
Yeah, we put in that we would like a Toyota Tundra because we need to haul the props to the different rodeos. We were in Washington and Oregon the last 2 years. We've gotten calls from Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, all over the U.S. asking, how do we get you here? And a truck dedicated for Rascal Rodeo would be one way to help us.
That'd be awesome.
Get out.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah,
oh
yeah, definitely.
Yes. Okay, so everybody needs to vote, and it's only open that day, November 13th.
Yep,
from
only
7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep, exactly.
So we have to vote. If everybody in the Tri-Cities voted, we could just get you that truck, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm hoping that each place that we've gone throughout Washington and Oregon, each of those communities will jump on board. And because a lot of the other people that we're up against are just based in one city and don't travel outside of their community.
So well, hopefully that will be to your benefit then.
I hope so.
Well, it's great that you guys do so many things all during the year to help out with those kids that have special needs and make it fun for them. So that's awesome. Now, if people have more questions, maybe they want to donate or they want to volunteer their time for one of the rodeos, how do people get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, which is rascalrodeo.org. They can look us up on Facebook. Just search for Rascal Rodeo. And then all of our contact information is on both of those sites.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Ann Erica Whitemarsh, for coming in and talking with us about Rascal Rodeo. Now, don't forget, everybody, to vote November 13th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go to 100carsforgood.com. All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.